and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say. Today, I say we hear what we have to say. Today, it's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in.
I'm not ready.
This is the sweater that I was actually looking for behind me.
Which one?
That's why I was shirtless when Charles came in today.
We need to talk about that. Listen, man, I understand that you live here, and I get that, you know, it's your home. You can be comfy. My man, I want to be comfortable too, but just not shirtless. And he is... And all right, he falls back. He will not be taking off.
I will not be shirtless for the first half of this episode.
Okay. At all works too.
Potentially the second half.
At all works too. Please don't. Please don't.
I'm sure some of our listeners and some of our viewers would like to see that.
No.
I'm sure in a little sense.
You just want to keep it appropriate, age appropriate, that is. Because children could watch this too.
We've been getting better.
I think we've been doing all right. Yeah. You know, we're trying to connect to everybody.
Less profanity.
Yeah, less, you know, we're doing okay, folks. We're doing okay. We're trying. But you know what? Let's continue on. Less profanity, less nudity, and let's keep it PG. PG. But on that note, young world, doobity doop 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 doop,
scabadoo rap, scab scab.
Skippy doopy dee dee.
Scab scab.
Skippy doopy dee dee doo doo. Deepy doop doop doo 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 doo. Skippy doopy doopy dee doo.
Skew wee 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 wee.
That's it, cool man. That's it, cool cat. Oh yeah. I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is a blank with Carlos and Ryan. Oh yeah. Thank you for coming back for another week, another edition, another episode. Thank you. Thanks. Hey, you there. Thanks. Ryan, say hi to the children.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday.
You know, this episode is definitely going to be interesting. I find like a lot of stuff.
OJ Simpson's dead.
I was going to ask you if the glove fit.
Oh, my God.
Did the glove fit?
Did the glove fit? And if you know what, folks, as OJ taught us, if the glove don't fit, you must not convict.
Ooh. How are they gonna get him? One thing I learned from Dave Chappelle: everybody carry around some bloody ass gloves. I got some bloody ass gloves, gloves on me right now.
Come on, man. Who doesn't have a bloody? It's the '90s. Who didn't have bloody ass gloves? You know.
Crazy.
Oh boy.
Absolutely crazy.
But yes, at the age of tender age of 76, O.J. Orenthal James Simpson has passed away. Died from cancer. But
definitely eventful.
Wow. Yeah. It's a big deal.
Did you know he had cancer?
I had no clue.
No idea.
I had the slightest clue. So that's why I was shocked.
The last couple of things that you've seen of OJ, if anything, on social media is him out and about.
Out and about, chilling, enjoying, you know, going to the golf courses,
finding women.
Playing, yeah.
I've seen a bit I think the last time I saw him on social media with someone showed me a post, it was him like 15 pretty girls, hanging out. Yeah. OJ Simpson.
Blonde white female just hanging out with OJ Orenthal James Simpson.
Crazy.
You know, just having the time. Well, I guess that's how you go out, man, just with a bunch of women and playing golf.
You know, if you knew you had cancer, you'd be definitely living a good life.
I mean, you try have to at least the end you of it. Live it out the best you can. Like, you can't just be all miserable and depressed, because that'd be bummy. Mm-hmm. You can't be just living in fear, because that's what's killing you, the fear, and you trying to, you know. You gotta, if you know you're going out, you gotta go out with a bang. And that's what OJ did, you know. People called him a murderer, and he took a stab at life at the end, and then Yeah.
So let's go. Let's hear from you, Carlos, because I know that you know the OJ case pretty
like
well.
Like the back of my hand.
You know, you've done a lot of research. I'm not well versed in it by any means. Mm. You've seen all of the
I've watched documentaries. I've watched the show.
The series.
Yes.
So tell me, you know, like, I guess maybe first off, like a little bit of a background of for OJ, if people don't happen to know who OJ is for whatever reason.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit of background with the case.
Sure.
And then your thoughts on the situation.
Orenthal James Simpson is a running back, was a running back for the NFL, one of the greatest football players that has ever lived. And that is not like a, that is a, like the numbers don't lie.
If you've ever played Tecmo Bowl,
I believe it is.
Is like that game. Yeah. He was the best character in that game.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Like folks, like one of the best college players and NFL players that has ever lived. Like, you can talk shit all you want about him, about the case and everything like that, or what he did in terms of football. That dude is an absolute icon. At one point, he was, in fact, the best NFL football player alive. And that's not, like, an argument. That is a fact.
Crazy. That's a big deal.
That is a huge deal.
A lot of people might not.
He was probably the LeBron James of his time when it comes to sport, if we had to compare someone.
Mm-hmm.
That's how big he was. Now then, the part that everyone goes on about, the case. So here's the deal. I'll give you a little details as to what happened if you guys don't know. And if you don't know, folks, what are we doing? What are you doing? Come on. Anywho, let's go on to the case. So one night, here's what allegedly happened, and here's what the trial was all about. One night, Nicole Brown Simpson, OJ Simpson's at this time's ex-wife, because they had divorced, they was on a date with this waiter. I believe he was a waiter. They go back to Nicole's house. They are about to do the didgeridoo-doo-doo-doo. Allegedly, OJ found out about it. He came home and he killed both Nicole and the waiter.
Wow.
So they left evidence. There was a bloody mess. It was blood everywhere. And he went into his Bronco. Witnesses said they saw him drive away. Boom, bow, bow. The chase incurs because they're going to charge OJ. He's being chased on the highway. They eventually catch him, gets arrested, give him a lie detector test. He fails.
Then really?
Goes to, yes, it's true.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah. And goes to the trial of the century. That's what it's been coined
Definitely.
By the media. And I think to this day, I don't think there's been a trial since that has been as big.
No.
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
Like, I was looking at like Reddit today, and the amount of like OJ posts from the trial of like people watching on television. Like, and didn't it like go on like Times Square?
It was on Times
like
Square. The verdict was on Times Square.
Yeah. So like even just that.
Yeah.
You know.
So just imagine for your Torontonians, like going to Dundas Square and watching the OJ verdict packed with people. Like crazy. Just packed with people that like it would have been insane. I truthfully, in my like going aside from this, in my opinion, I don't think we'll ever see a trial like that ever again. I don't know. That's just me.
Peak trial media.
Yeah. Moving on. So the trial incurs. Witnesses testify. Cops are testifying. One cop was asked if he was a Nazi. He placed his Fifth Amendment right to not answer the question.
Oh, wow.
They asked him if there was evidence that he had to tamper with. He placed his Fifth Amendment right to not answer the question.
Wow. That's crazy.
The
one of the cops that was working the case.
That was working the case.
Wow. That's wild.
One of the prosecutors asked him, OJ, to put on the glove of the murderer, or the glove that was found at the scene. The glove did not fit. Hence the term.
There was pictures of him wearing the glove. Like
the video. It was on camera.
Video, right? And then they
asked him to put it on in court.
In court.
Yeah.
Right? Did they clean the glove?
I don't know if they... I believe they cleaned it. Yeah, yeah. Can you imagine?
They gave him the bloody glove.
The bloody glove. Just like...
All right, OJ, put it on.
There's still blood on this. There's still blood on this. I don't know. But there's still blood on this.
But you can see it don't fit me.
It don't fit me, as you can tell. The glove did not fit. So...
Crazy
verdict. The lawyers give their last statements. Yeah. Hence, Glove Don't Fit, You Must Not Convict by mm-hmm. Johnny Cochran. Verdict comes in from the jury. OJ found not guilty.
Crazy.
Black power. Blah, blah, blah. White people go crazy. And that is the gist of the OJ Simpson trial, or the trial of the century is what they call it.
Yeah.
But you know what, man, after all that stuff, the murder, the chase, the trial, the tampered evidence,
mm-hmm.
you can't just, whatever people think of OJ Simpson, there's only going to be one thing that they're going to think. Wow. 20,000 yards in one season.
Wow.
One season.
God.
Oh. The first player to ever do that in history. Wow. Wow. I mean, yeah. What can you do? OJ, man. OJ Simpson. OJ Simpson. I mean, I want to send a shout out to OJ's family. I believe he wasn't married at the time, but his kids, I don't know the names. I only know one of them. Shout out to you, Khloe Kardashian, if you're watching. thank you. Not thank you. Why am I saying thank you? Oh, boy, this is a good look. What the fuck am I doing? Oh, no. Wow.
You just racially divided
I
a whole.
I look forward to all of your comments.
Racially divided a whole
again,
show.
I am trying to create a race war all of a sudden. Oh, my God. No, there's way too much of the world to be doing all this right now. No, we cannot afford this. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I mean, but yes, obviously, you know, condolences to the family. But I just want to address all of you folks out there that are saying good riddance, especially you, Caitlin, if you're listening, if you happen to listen one day. Look, a person dies. It's never okay to say good riddance to the person, even if the person you feel allegedly killed someone. And by the way, the person was deemed not guilty. So under the eyes of Allah, he didn't do it. Okay. And I know that you had close attachment to Nicole because I knew you were actually friends with Nicole and you have your feelings. But at the same time, a kid's lost their father today. All right. At least have some respect for that. You don't have to like the guy. Not a lot of people do. A lot of people have their feelings for it. But at least just leave the kid. You know, let the kids grieve for God's sake. All right?
Definitely.
That's all I got to say about that. So all you people out there, if it ain't any of your business, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. And just reminisce about all those times and all the killings that man did on the football field, that is. All right? That's all I got to say on that. Let's go. What did you think when you first heard the news? What's the first thought of O.J. Simpson?
You know what? It's crazy because, like, I don't know too much about O.J. other than, like, the sports stuff. Like, I know, obviously, everyone kind of knows about the trial in a sense. And, you know, for most people on this show, we don't wish bad upon people. You know, so rest in peace.
Well,
we do have some people's kids.
Yeah.
You know, but
we don't wish bad on the people on some people.
Yeah, well, it's just like, yeah, we're just calling it out as we see it kind of thing. You know, we're not really wishing bad on anybody. So rest in peace, OJ. Absolutely wild. You're definitely iconic. Mm-hmm. You know, whether people looked at you in a bad or a good way, you know, people still got your jerseys. You know, you made a huge impact on the world in itself, either good or bad, you know, depending on what your opinion is. But. Mm-hmm. I was just shocked.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
I didn't see it coming.
Like, just
I knew
shocked.
I was older, but I didn't know it was cancer.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, God, they're like, cancer.
Like, I guess 70s is like, you know, the.
Sure.
It's a good amount of
but
time.
The guy looked lively in his videos. He didn't look like in pain. Mm. He seemed like just walking about, but damn, I mean, hey. Yeah.
They should have gave him what they gave Magic.
All right, we're getting into conspiracy theory of episodes today. Oh, Lord, I didn't know that it was getting into this today. That's fine. This is fine. Everything's fine. Oh, boy.
My co-conspirator over here, Carlos.
Dear. Listen.
The sun did it.
You know what? Where's my tinfoil hat? The sun did do it, all right? I don't care. OJ's son did it. There is a theory on Reddit, and there's a lot of it checks out, folks, okay? OJ's son murdered them, and I promise you, this will come to fruition.
You and I know you're still alive. I know you're still alive, and I know you're out there. Just come out, you pussy. I know you did it.
Is his son actually like out and about?
Yeah, he's alive and alive and well. Yeah,
alive and well, out, free.
Yeah.
Not in jail for anything.
Never arrested. He was questioned about it too. And crazy. He failed the lie detector also.
Interesting. That's what you tell about lie detectors, man.
So I'm just saying, folks, the theory in general is that basically the son had a temper. He threatened to, like, he was in the Navy and he got kicked out. It was in the Navy or Marines. I forget which one of the two, but he got kicked out because he threatened to kill one of the captains on that squad. And he had a temper tantrum. He even had a temper tantrum at work. He got fired from working in a kitchen because he threatened to kill someone there too. And you know what?
Wow.
The theory is that he kills OJ, Nicole and the waiter dude. Calls OJ. So OJ was there and he was aware of it because he didn't know what to do. So OJ helped him hide the evidence. And then that's when the Bronco came in and drove off. That's the short term. In long term, the theory on Reddit, it makes perfect sense. I encourage you all to read it. It's fantastic. It makes sense. I am not a conspiracy nut, damn it. He did it.
Crazy.
Crazy. Yes, all jokes aside, OJ, you left a lasting mark in the world. As controversial of a figure as you are, you'll definitely be remembered. You'll definitely be remembered. Yeah,
definitely.
But, condolences to the family and, I hope y'all get through it. Except for the son that killed old Nicole Brown Simpson, because you know who you are.
Would it be offensive if I got an OJ Simpson jersey now?
I think it would.
Okay, then.
I wonder what that... Do they sell his jerseys?
I don't know. I don't...
I'm like, do they... Like, the NFL would... The NFL shop probably would not sell that jersey, right?
I think, like, out of all of the jerseys I've ever seen in my entire life, and I'm talking about people wearing them, people on, like, on eBay, and that. Maybe I just haven't looked too hard for an OJ Simpson jersey, but I think I've only maybe seen one. Like ever
in like real life?
Or no, like not in real life. Just like on the internet.
Oh, really?
Like if somebody wearing it like as a picture. Oh, you know what I mean? Like them, they're wearing it, being like, "I'm wearing an OJ."
Yeah, Simpson. Interesting. Yeah, no, I don't see his jersey.
But I'm sure if you go on like eBay, you can probably find some. I don't know if they like actively sell it anymore, but I'm sure that now that he's gone, prices on eBay are going up.
His sales are probably going to stock up. It's okay. Either or.
Watch Adidas come out and be like, we're doing the retro.
We're doing retro month, and here's
OJ Glove Simpson. Don't Fit Edition. Yeah.
Like, it's just a glove over OJ's name. It's just a glove instead of the Simpson name on the back.
Oh, God.
Okay. Well, that's in bad taste. Either or, whatever, man. I mean, if you got to wear the jersey, don't wear it. I don't care. I'm not going to lie. I checked to see if it was available, and it sold out, unfortunately. But don't worry, my Aaron Hernandez jersey is on its way, though.
Too soon.
All right.
But if someone wanted to go find out some more information about the case, or maybe see
go to Disney Plus.
Yeah, what's the?
There's a documentary called OJ Made in America. I'm not gonna lie, it's a long one because I think each of them is like 2 hours, and there's like five parts.
Okay,
it's a long one, but it's a really good documentary. Very, very good documentary series. And if you're looking for a limited series, it's American Crime Story, The People versus O.J. Simpson. And this is my thing. It is the best limited series I've ever seen in my entire life.
Who plays O.J.?
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Okay, got it.
All right, it's starring Cuba Gooding Jr., David Schwimmer. What's her name? Oh my God, how do I forget? I'm sorry, Sarah, if you're watching. I apologize. I forgot your last name. But John Travolta's in it as well. It's a stacked. David Sterling's in it. Not David Sterling. That's the dude that owned the Clippers, right? Oh, my God. I am such an asshole. I'm sorry, guys. but I forget their names, but it's an all-star cast. It killed it at the Emmy Awards. No pun intended. But it's a great show, and you guys should definitely check it out. Also on Disney Plus as well. So please, if I have a recommendation for a limited series, it's only a few episodes, watch that show. I love how Fiji's making a cameo appearance in this. But yes, that is my take on the OJ Simpson trial. Let's move on from OJ because it seems like white people will be discussing this for quite some time, for a little bit.
Definitely.
But I got a story for you that I heard this week.
Tell me.
There was a incident that took place where a man was working cashier at a gas station. Indian man, not born here.
Okay.
working, you know, normal day.
Trying to do his thing.
Yeah.
Support his family.
Absolutely.
He's probably sending money back.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah, carrying on with his day.
Like hardworking dude.
A hardworking fella.
Yep.
So he's working, and a robbery ensues. Man comes in.
A gas station.
At the gas station.
Is this in Canada?
It is in Canada.
Oh.
Gas station, you know, the guy comes in the gas station, attempts to rob. The cashier's like, nope, I ain't having it. Hits him with a baseball bat. Chases him with a baseball bat. The robber eventually is caught. The robber gets arrested. So does the cashier for assault.
Wow.
So
that's crazy.
No. Wait for it. So the trial ensues for both men. So the robber is tried, gets charged for robbery, gets 14 months. The cashier, who, like I said, his only crime was the assault with the bat, is also tried. And he was charged also.
Mm-hmm.
And guess how long he got. Or guess what was his punishment, rather?
Assault with a weapon, I'm assuming.
Mm.
And he probably got maybe community service or something like that.
Good thing. He also got 14.
14 months.
Years.
14 years?
Mm.
For assaulting somebody with a bat.
Yeah.
That was trying to rob him.
Yep.
Damn.
The store.
Damn. Well, in an instance by connection, it's robbing him, because if he allowed the robbery to go through, there's been like horror stories of gas stations being like, oh, you have to pay.
Yes.
You know, especially for like immigrant people that are coming over and don't know the rules.
Absolutely.
All that kind of stuff. You know, I'm not saying that all gas station owners or all gas station, you know, people are like that, but you know, there's been instances where
of like, what
if? What if? So it's right. Like, oh, if this person steals from me, then absolutely, like, I can't support my family. I can't support myself. I'm going to lose my job.
Yep.
Like, he did everything that he possibly could to be able to protect himself and his job. And then he goes on and gets 14 years.
Yeah.
That is crazy. What a crazy story. Absolutely nuts.
Insane?
What do you think about that?
I think it's absolute BS.
Yeah.
100%. What he was defending himself, was for defending his store.
Yeah.
I don't understand how he deserved a longer sentence than the robber himself.
Mm-hmm.
It makes 14 years versus 14 months. That is such a contrast.
Yeah.
So what is that message sending people?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Folks, if you're getting robbed, let them do it.
Yeah.
Just take the money 100%. And let them take it.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't get caught, he'll do it again.
You take a step back.
And just take a step back. If he doesn't get caught, he'll do it again. And just let it happen. All right? It's like, oh, he's robbing me. All right, I'll just step back and just take your thing. All right, enjoy your day now. Oh, stab me. Oh, well. Okay. Yeah. But apparently he raised money because they're trying to jump in and help, because the story is absolutely insane. It's absolute insanity.
Yeah.
So people have raised money. I think he got like 20,000 so far.
Wow.
To help him trying to free the man. Because it's an insane story. Yeah,
it's a crazy story.
It's meant. It's like these are the laws that are protecting us now.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of like weird stuff with the law that's like super backwards.
It's insane.
Like, I get the whole concept of like, you know, just because somebody else is doing bad doesn't mean you should go do something bad. But is it really bad by protecting yourself kind of thing? You know what I mean?
Did you hear about that story? Where was this? In Windsor, I think. The guy, dude tried to break into someone's house. And the owner of the house shoots the guy that broke in.
Oh, yes.
He ends up going through trial.
Yeah.
He luckily got away with it.
Yeah.
But I mean, the fact that he even has to go through trial is madness to me. He's ridiculous. Breaking it. Like, it's his house. He's protecting his home. His family lives in this house with
literally
him.
A chance to ruin his whole life by going to trial.
Right.
Just for protecting his family.
It's so, like madness.
there was this, and then for those who sort of watch recent news in relation to a lot of the car thefts that have been happening in the GTA as of recent, there was like this funny contrast video that I watched the other day on Reddit where it was like Florida cops and how they tell society to approach like robbery or car thefts or somebody trying to steal the car from your house as opposed to like Toronto cops. So like the Florida cop comes out and goes, yeah, man, like somebody comes out and tries to steal your car and they're on your property, shoot them. Like it would make our lives easier. And then they go to like the Toronto cop and the Toronto cop's like, please leave your keys close to the door. Yep. So that they can come in at any point in time and then be able to steal the key. So you don't get into any sort of danger.
Let them do it.
And it's so crazy because the Toronto cops are like the cops in the GTA got such bad backlash from that. It was like, you're really just going to allow these thieves to do their thing without you guys like upping any sort of like protection, like not putting in more security measures, this and that.
That's why theft is at an all-time high, man. It's just because we're just letting them do it, and the cops are not doing a damn thing. It's like, oh, let us do our job, but you ain't even doing your job. That's why, you do have all these task force teams to, you know, try and you get these cars back, but then what? And then you have to leave it to guys like me who have to freaking do all these goddamn claims and then investigate and be like, oh, did your car really get stolen? I have to wait for it and then give them back all the money. Taxpayer money!
You know what's crazy too? So there has also been so recently the 2023 Sunshine List came out.
Sunshine List?
Yeah, it's the public sector list in Canada for all of the public sector government official people that make over 100K. Or it's like 115K.
Why is it called Sunshine?
I don't know why they call it the Sunshine List.
That's fascinating.
So it's like it's transparency between, you know, who in what position of government and then how much they get paid. Because, you know, people, you know, if you're paying taxes, especially the amount of taxes that we pay in Canada, you kind of are inclined to want to know where your money's going, right? So you're getting to look at all of these people that are in the public sector and their salaries and how much they make. Mm. So they saw that like some of like the constables on the Toronto police, guess how much they're making a year?
Constables. I mean, they have to be in the six figures.
Yeah. Well, they're on the list already. Yeah. So if they're already over 100,000, they're on the list. Oh, but okay. Like, guess where they are.
In terms of numbers.
Like, if you, and I don't know what it takes to be a constable and as a cop, or I don't know how long it takes or how much experience you happen to have. But let's say like 10 years of experience, you have to be a constable, or 15 years of experience. Right. How much do you think these guys are making?
I don't know.
And women.
Oh, God. 150.
That's a good guess.
What was it?
That's a good guess. Twice that. 300,000. We're paying some of these one-person cops, constables. $300,000 of our taxpayers' money goes towards that. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, even though it kind of is, but we're paying these cops a lot of money. And I get it. They're putting their lives on the line for certain circumstances and that, and they should get paid properly for that. But to pay these constables and guys that are telling us to leave our keys at the front because they don't want to like try to deal with all of this.
You know,
we do get those like random like CP24 news articles where it's like, oh, okay, the cops like they took down a big ring, over 500 vehicles got repossessed or like whatever. But it's like $300,000 is a lot of fucking money.
That's quite a bit.
You can go check it out. Go check out the Sunshine List.
That's a big.
Yeah, some of the top paying cops are making 300 plus, 350 plus, absolutely wild. Like, good for them, I guess. You know, but. Yeah,
I have my feelings on this, but I don't think I should say anything without my lawyer being present. You know what? We're gonna end the first half of the episode here. We're gonna take a quick commercial.
Break of a commercial, and
we'll be right back. So, stay tuned. Death Row.
We'll be back.
Come on, my enemies. Oh my God!
Ow, my eyes.
What happened, Ryan?
Well, Carlos, on Monday, April 8th of 2024 was a magnificent specimen
What was that?
In the world.
What happened?
I looked in the sky and I hurt my eye.
Oh, you're referring to the eclipse.
Yes.
Was it nice?
Yes.
I missed it.
Yeah, me too, unfortunately.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Well, I mean, we'll go to the next one. You know what? Life is short, dude. Like, eclipses are overrated. All right? We can always just go. Life is just full of drama. Like, you're busy at work. I'm busy at work. We're busy with this. We have too much going on. We can just always just wait for the next one, right? It's all right. So let's look up the next one.
It's got to be around the corner.
We'll just go. We'll just wait. We'll set up a date. We'll go out camping. All right. And then we'll set up and just have a nice one. And plus, the clouds are all like cloudy and stuff.
Really cloudy in Toronto.
Yeah, it was like, you know. So when is what is the next?
So when is it?
Not supposed to be for another 100 years.
Oh.
Well, all right. So let's do some suspended animation. We freeze ourselves and then we just explore. Right? You want to do that?
100 years?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why?
Goddamn. We missed it.
Okay. Well, I mean, it happens. So we always have TV. You always see it on TV.
It ain't the same. That's unfortunate. It ain't the same clips.
Well, sorry. If you guys are like us and you missed it, then whoops.
Let us know.
But, you know, hey, there's other stuff out there. I mean, there's other sites. You can go see the Eiffel Tower, Big Ben in England, and Fiji is over here, and he missed it. Right, Fiji?
Fiji!
All right, he's ignoring me. But yeah, if you missed it, it's okay, folks. Hang in there. Come together.
We're back.
Right now. Over me. You think that song was about, No, I don't want to get into it. We're going to keep it PG. Welcome back to the show. I was at Good Life on Tuesday.
Good for you, man.
Thanks.
Keeping it up.
Keeping up, you know what I'm saying?
Guns.
Right here.
The gun show. Show for the guns.
You know.
And for our audio listeners, you know, Carlos is straight flexing on him. Straight
shot.
Flexing.
Get a good shot. Get a good shot. Yeah. But stack with Yaldum this Tuesday. I haven't seen this specific gym. Yeah, what?
It's a great thing about gyms, man.
They're just stacked with Yaldum.
It's a wonderful thing.
It's a great motivator.
Yeah.
Fantastic motivator. Yeah. You know, and they're getting scandalous with the gym wear. It's crazy. You know what pisses me off about the gym, though? I don't want to say it, but I gotta. The females that wear the makeup and are on the machine that you want to use. Why are you all dolled up in all that makeup and then you ain't going to use the machine to its full potential? Huh?
You know some people about that life.
Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? I want to use that machine to its full potential. Man, you ain't going to... You ain't lifting no 50s in that. Huh? You spent more time putting that Sephora makeup on than you did doing freaking 10 reps. Ooh. Right, so I'm calling you out. I don't care. All that makeup on, and you're just gonna you just want to look good, and then you're like, "Oh, leave me alone! I don't like the attention." Why are you wearing makeup at the gym? And some of these, and you know what? For dudes too, some of these dudes are wearing way too expensive clothing, working out. Getting all sweaty and musty.
I definitely noticed that, right? Too. I definitely noticed that.
What the hell is this?
Some guys are like really about that gym.
You're wearing Jordan 1s to freaking on leg day?
That gym life.
What? It's like a club now.
It really is.
It's like, what the heck?
It really has.
You know, you got the music. You got the bouncers that give you towels if you need to, you know, when you're getting ready to get sweaty. It's a club with freaking showers and a steam room. It's sad. God damn it. Goddamn gyms now. Makes me sick to my stomach.
It's crazy, man. Ah. It's crazy, like, the amount of people that sort of treat it like that. You know what I mean? Why? And I get it in a sense.
Why?
But as there's like a time and place for that kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I just don't think that it's the right thing to do.
If you're really ready to work out, then work out. Do what you got to do. But yeah. Other people are there too, yeah. Man. You know?
Yeah.
Come on. What are we waiting for? What are we doing?
Okay.
Whatever. Moving on.
I got one thing to bring up.
Go ahead.
And it's about our buddy J. Cole. You know, this is a hard topic for some people. And I'm a little bit can I say I'm surprised? I don't know if I'm surprised.
Okay.
Can I say I'm a little shocked? Maybe a little bit.
Listen.
I'm excited to see what happens next.
Listen. 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 J. Cole, I'm going to say I don't like you for two reasons. I don't know. I do like you, J. Cole. I think you're a talented rapper, but.
Extremely talented.
I got to say, you disappointed me two ways this past weekend. Number one, you make a diss record. You addressed him directly. It was clear. It wasn't no sneak diss. It was obviously evident that it was at Kendrick Lamar. And then you have a concert where you address why you felt bad for making the record. And you apologize to Kendrick. And then you say to people that you're going to remove the song from the streaming services. That, my friend, in hip hop is like we call a punk move. All right? You made the record. You knew what you were getting into when you made the record. That was all this is. And you carry on and you live your life. All right? This is hip-hop, homie.
Crazy.
Everybody is out to be number one. Everyone is out to be number one. You got to be. That's the point of being a rapper. You have to be the best. And if someone challenges you and says that they're, you know, screw the big three, it's just big me, then they're like, you know what? No, this is war now. You are challenging me. You are threatening my career. And no, I got to get it. And now I got to get at you. This peace and love-ish is not going to fly with me, homie. No. That's one reason why I don't like you. Reason number two is you got me bent over here freaking showing my hairline to the world. That's how disappointed I am at you. Shame on you for doing this to me. That was not hip-hop what you did, man. That peace and love-ish, that got to go out the window. We need more. You think Jay-Z's going to release a record called Takeover saying what he said? And then just be like, sorry, y'all. Whoopsie. You think Ice Cube apologized for No Vaseline? Huh? You think Nas apologized for Ether?
To be fair, Tupac should have apologized for Hit 'Em Up because that did not end well for anybody.
You wore your Death Row shirt for a reason.
That
today.
Was a holy moly. Yeah,
that wasn't good.
No. But still, you're challenged. So you reiterate back, all right? You get the record, you release it, and now it's on site. That's what hip-hop is. That is the beef. Okay, this whole, you know, let's hold hands and let's create hip hop together. No, that went out the window when Kendrick said what he said in that song.
Agreed.
This is hip hop. This is lyrics. All right. You live by this and you die by this. You are a challenge and you must address it. All right. Come on, Cole. Don't do that. Why? Why'd you do that? Oh,
I've never been so disappointed.
Disappointed?
Oh, God.
It's tough because Cole's like such a lyrical like beast.
I guess, like, come on, man. Yeah. Show it. We know you're a lyrical beast. You're talking about, you know, saying how people are underestimating you. You show in your freestyles that you are a mammoth of a beast in these records. Prove it by showing them. This is finally your chance to be like, no, I need this. I am going to rip this dude to shreds. But instead, he's like, Whoopsie, sorry, I back off. That's not gonna fly. No, 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 no. So I don't like it.
So, what did you think of the diss track
of J. Cole's?
Yeah, of J. Cole's.
Yeah, it wasn't the best. Could have been better.
I thought it was pretty good.
It was all right.
I thought it was pretty good.
Could have been better. I thought he could have. Well, to be fair, he did that. The reason why it's called 7 minute drill is because he prepared it in 7 minutes.
Oh,
the beat was produced in 7 minutes. The song itself was written in 7 minutes.
Wow.
Everything about it, 7 minutes. That's why it's called 7 minute drill.
That's pretty talented.
That's I'm gonna say in 7 minutes. That's pretty talented. And you got the world talking like that. That's not bad. It's not bad at all.
Yeah.
And then this guy had the nerve to be like, "Oh man, I regret it. I'm sorry." No.
I'm surprised.
Oh. Man. If that was Lupe, would not back down.
Oh no.
SLR. That was Wale. He would not have backed down.
SLR.
Come on. Come on, Cole.
But I think I was on the Lupe Reddit, and like people were like bringing Lupe in casually. Lupe's like, "Why am I even being brought into this?"
Yeah, it's like it has nothing to do with me. Like,
I didn't do nothing out here, man.
I was just here minding my own business, and then all of a sudden, Lupe. No.
It was something about like him apologizing about SLR to Kendrick or something like that. I think Lupe's like, "I never apologize."
Yeah, why would he need to, like, folks?
Like, you can still come out and make a diss track.
He's
still
like
be boys.
He's the first rapper to do that, to apologize for a diss record.
Crazy.
Come on, Cole. You don't want to be that guy. Man, he attacked not only you, but he attacked your set, bro. He disrespected your set. You don't do that.
Like, you know what's wild? When Cole made King of the Dot, and he made that one song about Lil Pump, I think it was.
Yes.
Like, that was like
1985.
Yeah, 1985. Like, that was extremely well done. If you wanted to go about it in a respectful manner, you should have done that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that was a good track. And it was like, yes, it's a little bit of a diss, but it's like, man, you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, you're too young.
He sunned him.
You're too little.
Well, listen, this is from father to son.
Yeah,
like,
you're too little.
Yeah, you know,
and I think
about that.
That's what he probably should have went with that approach a little bit more at Kendrick.
You know what it is? Lil Pump is not a threat to J. Cole.
No.
Not as much as Kendrick is. So I think J. Cole had to go a little bit harder.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So,
but I mean, like, let's be clear, folks. J. Cole had some valid points in his song. His first album is a classic. Second
one. What was his first album?
Well, you know what? J. Cole screwed up here because they're saying how Good Kid, Mad City was his first album. It was not. Section 80 was his first album.
Okay.
But in terms of the albums he's mentioning From Good Kid onward.
Oh, okay.
So Good Kid, Mad City was the first album, which was a classic, I will admit. The second album was...
Section 80 wasn't a classic?
It wasn't that great.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was good. It was a good album. I enjoyed it.
I didn't listen to any of it, so I don't know.
It was not bad. I enjoyed it. But... To Pimp a Butterfly was the second album he mentioned, and it wasn't that great. But it got, like, people love it.
Yeah, okay.
I don't get it. And I thought it was a very overrated album. Damn, I thought was incredible. I thought it was fun.
But what did J. Cole say about the third one?
He said that's the album that, like, pushed him to stardom.
Yeah.
And then he said his recent album was mid.
Oh, yeah.
So... I thought it was an accurate description of the albums. I felt the same way. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. I felt the same way too. I'm like looking at the ratings for To Pimp a Butterfly. It's like, oh, 5 stars, blah blah. I'm like, what? Are people listening to the same shit I am? I don't get it. But that's just me.
Kendrick fans, man. Kendrick's got a good following.
I mean, I guess so.
You know, he's got a loyal following.
I'm just saying, what song from To Pimp a Butterfly are you listening to this day? Just saying. Either or.
You're going after two communities.
Care. I'm all for it. Damn. Trying to create controversy. All right. I'm trying to go ahead. I need it. If y'all want to come at me, go ahead. I don't care. I'm about that life too. Death Row. What up, Snoop? That's all I got to say about that. That's.
Yeah,
but I wonder what Drake's gonna do. It's at this point right now, since Cole bowed out, it's basically Drake versus Kendrick right now.
Yeah,
allegedly both have nuclear diss tracks at one another that are ready to release, according to Joe Budden.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Joe Budden. That guy's funny, man.
He's a that dude's something.
He's doing well with his podcast.
Yeah,
though,
so. Very successful. So good for you, good for him. Yeah. But yeah, we'll see how this beef goes. Let's go. By the way, for those who are like, oh, Drake is not going to do well against Kendrick. Kendrick going to dust him. Drake can rap. That's not. Yeah, he's still a rapper. Drake can rap.
I know a lot of people hate on him.
Yeah, but that dude
he does some
can
funny shit.
Spit. Yeah. Do not sleep on him.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll
listen
see what
to
happens.
That track with Jack Harlow. Tell me that dude can't rap. Yeah. The dude can rap.
What about the what was the one that he did about Pusha T? What was that one called again?
Duppy Freestyle.
Was that it?
Or which one are you referring?
The one where he's making fun of Pusha T. The diss track to Pusha T.
Yeah, Duppy.
Duppy.
Yeah. The dude can can handle himself in a freestyle battle.
Yeah, he's got
like Back to Back was a monster of a hit. Yeah. The first diss record to be nominated for a Grammy.
That's wild.
Right?
That is wild.
Come on. The dude can spit. Y'all need to put more respect on Drake's name.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say about that.
Definitely.
Come on. Let's do better. Let's be better. This past weekend, got some action in.
What?
WrestleMania!
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
I remember. I didn't watch it. I heard something about Logan Paul, though. Was he on it? Was Mankind there?
So the weekend event this past weekend, thank you very much for asking me, was great. All right? It was Saturday and Sunday night. They had really great events. The main event, the Sunday one show, was much better. It was fantastic. It had special appearances, not only by The Rock, but The Undertaker showed up and John Cena showed up.
Oh, wow.
It was a fantastical end to a great WrestleMania weekend. And Logan Paul did a fantastic job as well. He stood his own against Randy Orton, and it was great. It was fantastic. Great show. Great WrestleMania. People are saying it's the greatest one of all time.
Really?
I mean,
holy
hold on. Let's not get carried
that's
away.
That's wild.
I mean, they're saying that. I mean, the numbers would prove that it was a big turnout. A very big turnout. But
that's hype.
Yeah, it was a great WrestleMania. It was fantastic. Job well done left and right for everyone involved.
Not a dull moment.
The Saturday was a dull moment. Sunday was not one dull moment. Sunday was spectacular from top to bottom. Great.
That's awesome.
Great. But overall, WrestleMania, job well done, WWE. You did your thing. Triple H, you're the head of the league now, so good for you.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's all I got to say about that. But UFC this weekend now.
Yeah. It's a big
300.
UFC event. Yeah.
300.
Big UFC event. I remember when we watched 100. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
That was a stacked card in itself.
How the years have been going quickly.
All of those
fighters
are for like probably Hall of Famers now.
Yeah.
That was a stacked card in
over
itself.
Over like the last 10 years?
Mm.
Maybe a little bit more, 12 years?
Definitely more, man.
13 years?
Yeah, man. Like
something like that. But yeah.
UFC 300, man. 200 pay-per-view events later. Here we are. I play some bets. Let's just hope I...
Oh, wow.
It was just nothing crazy. It was like $2 on parlay. I picked on the outcome for each of the fights.
Hopefully you win, man.
If I hit it, that'd be great.
We're pretty much like a sports gambling commercial now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So you know what, FanDuel, we'll be waiting for your calls, and let's get the sponsorships going.
Let us know. I'm trying to do a Gronk kick at the
halftime
show.
You know what I mean? And thanks for that, by the way. I said no, and I won some bonus bets, so thanks for that, guys. Yeah. Oh, boy. You have any plans this weekend?
Yeah. So this weekend, for everybody who doesn't know, it's actually Cambodian New Year. Yeah. So you know,
did you know the biggest temple in the world is located in Cambodia?
Yes, I do. Yeah. It was originally a Hindu temple.
You didn't know that.
Converted. It's pretty crazy, man. Cambodia doesn't get no love.
Yeah.
We don't get no love.
No love. You get no love?
No. We don't get no glove either.
Oh, no glove, no love.
No. No glove, no love.
Is that the
It don't fit?
Yeah.
OJ's hands are too big?
Yeah.
Our hands are too small.
Oh, shit. So it overfits.
So it not only does it not fit, it just
slips off.
It slips. It does not fit. If it does not fit, then it just slips.
Yeah.
Wow.
We have the biggest temple but the smallest hands.
Wow.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Oh my God.
No.
Is that your speech that's coming up for at the Cambodian New Year party?
Yeah, I'm gonna get up in front of 1,000 Cambodian people.
In English or Khmer?
In a little bit of both.
Ah.
And I'll be drunk. No.
And then your mom just like, you know.
No, New Year's is a good time.
Get off the stage, please.
New Year's is always a good time.
Yeah, I'm sure it's always a good time.
Especially in Cambodia. Like, I think like in Cambodia, it's probably fucking nuts. I haven't been. Yeah. I would love to go.
Which is insane that you haven't been.
One of these days. I know.
Why is that?
I keep spending all this time going other places.
Yeah, that's
it's terrible.
Not an excuse. That's just
terrible.
You got to just sit down and be like, dude, let's go to Cambodia. You don't have an interest?
I do.
You didn't before?
I do.
So let's just.
Carlos and Ryan do Cambodia.
Yeah, on your own. I'm not going. I have no interest in going. No disrespect, but I got Cambodia.
We have too many trips.
Yeah.
Carlos and I actually just booked the. Solo trip. Me and Carlos.
Why are you describing it like that, man? You trying to get me in trouble?
Solo room trip.
Oh my God.
So he walked in, I was shirtless.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The podcast.
Don't do that, man.
But
what are you doing?
Yeah, no, Carlos and I definitely have some exciting stuff.
Yeah.
In relation to travel coming up this year.
Yeah, we got plans. Baby got plans. Yeah.
It's weird because it feels weird to travel this year for some odd reason.
Why is that?
I feel like it's just because like the world's like going to shit. But I guess it's kind of like, man, if the world's going to shit, you might as well travel.
Yeah, right? You know what I mean? you get great discounts when the world's going to shit.
Yeah.
So why not?
Yeah.
I mean, it's affordable flight and Airbnb, so yeah. Like, why not just take advantage and then spend some moolah over there?
Yeah. So Carlos and I will definitely be talking about closer to the dates.
To the dates when things
we're not going to expose anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, it should be a fun
Baghdad.
Time.
We're going to Baghdad.
One of the scariest countries out.
Yeah, and just saying we're going to have a good time and just, set up a banana hammock here and there. And yeah, it's raining now. It's supposed to rain for the rest of the week, too.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I know it's spring, but.
You don't like the rain? April flowers? April showers bring May flowers. Remember that from grade one?
Oh, my God. Why are you like this? Why are you like this?
I remember a lot of that stuff.
You always bring it back to like
our kindergarten days, man.
Oh God.
Tell the girls, be like,
tell the girls
April
what?
Showers.
Ugh.
May flowers.
You're disgusting. Why are you like that? Can we discuss? Yeah, you know what? Let's discuss this for the rest of the why are you the way that you are?
I don't see nothing wrong with that. Man.
That's the problem.
I honestly don't see anything wrong.
Oh my God.
We're just chilling, man.
Is that right?
That's all I gotta do in life. You know, there's too many Diddy stuff out there.
Oh, a stab of the lie.
Too much R. Kelly people out there.
Oh, you're two for two for the name drops. Diddy's son got arrested for sexual assault.
Recently?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Is this the whole part of the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, man. That family's just going to.
It's going down, down,
it's,
down.
Yeah, it's
down,
not
down.
Going up.
Oh no.
I sort of honestly in the like a little bit of my conspiracy theory self.
Yeah.
Diddy didn't pay his dues.
To the Illuminati.
Yeah.
He
it kind of feels like
he
that.
He was a few months back. He's a few months back on rent is what you're saying.
Like I know people have been saying this stuff about Diddy for a long time, especially 50 Cent.
Mm-hmm. He's been calling him out for quite a few years.
Yeah,
now.
Real long time. For those who don't know about all the kind of stuff, but yeah, man. Like it just feels like he was too big to not do well, you know, or he was just too big, like too big in stature. It's kind of like Jay. Like Jay's just too big. He's too up there, you know. Mm. Some people just like
they
you
get
know,
too comfortable.
Credit.
And then all of a sudden,
yeah,
that's it. Well, I mean, what can you do, pal? That's what happens when you have all that money. It comes with the power, and then you get too comfortable. But you realize
start doing some freaky deaky.
But then
the wrong type of freaky deaky.
But then the Illuminati are just like, hey, buddy, we're still waiting on that payment. If you don't, we're going to have to leak out some news that you party way too hard, all right?
Yeah.
So let's get that going.
Yeah.
Just read a stat just now that Toronto is actually now less affordable than both New York and Miami.
Yeah.
So we're moving.
Yep. We're moving. We're moving the show to
Miami.
Miami.
I want to stare at females while we do the show.
You want to go to Miami?
So, like, I probably won't talk a lot, though. It'll just me being like, God damn.
You know what I heard the other day? Somebody was like, it was in like some show or something like that, I think, or maybe like some interview. But this person's like, Miami is pretty much Hawaii, just without the people. Or something like that.
Just without the people.
Or Hawaii is like Miami, just without the Miami people.
I see.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's still Florida.
Yeah. Because it's Florida.
Yeah.
In Florida, what makes Florida, Florida is the people.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It comes with too much power. And then, the heat, I'm telling you, the heat drives people nuts. Heat all year round will drive you crazy. And that's why Floridians are the way that they are.
Yeah. You got to get a balance.
You got
to bounce.
That's why the winters, you stay inside, you're not as crazy. Yeah. Why do you think the freaky people come out in the summer in Toronto? Because it gets really hot here and they get... I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of Toronto, or go to GTA, I watched the new Netflix documentary about Jennifer Pan.
Oh, it already came out?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was coming out.
No, it's out. It's out. I watched it.
Oh,
yesterday.
Okay. So for those who don't know who Jennifer Pan is...
What Jennifer Did is what it's called.
So... For those who don't know what Jennifer...
We'll speed it through since we're nearing the end here. But essentially, Jennifer was dating a dude named Harry?
Come on, Jennifer.
I forget. But he's a Vietnamese dude. She was also Vietnamese herself. He's a drug dealer. The parents did not approve of him because they're tiger parents. They wanted the best for her, so she goes to piano classes, dance recitals. They need to make sure she gets straight A's, blah 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 blah. Turns out she was failing high school and she did not even graduate high school, I believe.
Wow.
She faked documents to show her parents that she attended university. She never graduated, she never attended.
That is crazy.
They sent them like degree diplomas and all that. So she lied about that, the whole shit. So essentially the father sits down with her like, hey, look, listen, you need to get your life together. You need to either choose.
Oh, so they knew?
No, they didn't know.
Okay.
But they knew that like she was
messing around with the drug dealer.
Yes.
Harry.
So she's like,
Harry the drug dealer.
The father sits her down like, look, either you choose to date this guy or you're going to, or it's either you get your life together or if the only way you're going to continue to date this dude is you're going to, is until after I die.
Ooh.
So she plots to kill homeboy, the father, hires a few of the boyfriend's friends, shoots the mother, shoots the father. They bring Jennifer in for questioning. The stories are not flying. The father survives. He tells the cops what exactly happened. They tell Jennifer. She confesses. And she ends up going to prison.
For life.
For life. And not facing parole for another 25 years.
Wow.
And I think her parole is coming up in like the next few years.
That is crazy.
Mm.
What year was this happening?
2010.
God damn.
Crazy. So like another 10 years. I think.
This lady is crazy. How old is she?
She's like 87, I think.
A little bit older than this.
Yeah.
That's wild, man.
Yeah, man.
You're literally willing to kill your parents.
For a guy.
For a dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's...
Like, I get people get that infatuation with, like, love and, like, the whole, like, rose-colored glasses
shit. I could
shit.
Find the girl of my dreams, but I ain't killing my parents for you. Like, you know what I mean? They fed me. They raised me. I know the BS I put my parents through. I ain't gonna kill them for nobody.
They escaped
a
third world country
for you. You know what I mean? For you.
For you. Give you a better life.
I know they're strict... For you, they're strict with you, and I understand that, you know, you might feel pressure, but bro, you gonna kill your parents over this guy, over this dude? It's only so long until you deal drugs. He's gonna do this for the rest of his life?
Crazy.
He got arrested too, and he also got 25 life.
An idiot.
Yeah. So
you belong in some people's kids.
Honestly, Jennifer. You and what's his face, and the dudes that also took part in it and killed the pair. It's like, what the were you thinking? Yeah. There's no wonder you didn't do well in school. You're a fucking moron.
Yeah.
Like,
But you know what? Just to end off the episode, I'm going to say,
yeah,
both of them probably get in the jelly.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, boy. The jelly?
And that's our week's
The jelly? Oh, my God. Yo.
Some people use peanut butter. Some people use jelly.
Yeah. Yo. Damn. Peanut butter or jelly? Yo.
Hey. In jail?
That's crazy.
No holds bars.
You think that happens in Canadian prisons?
I would think so.
Really?
I would think so.
I know American prison is wild. It's like
in some sense, I'm sure it happens.
You think so? Yeah. Damn, that's
we probably use maple syrup though.
Yeah, probably, man. I'm not gonna lie. Maple syrup, you know.
I like the maple syrup.
I like me. I'm a maple syrup kind of guy. You know what I'm saying? Because I haven't been in Canadian prison before. I went to Toronto prison back a few years back. Now I'm in American prison. I told these dudes over here, yo, you gotta try maple syrup on one of these dudes, man. It was crazy. I was like, man, I ain't got no peanut butter or jelly, man. What do I do, bro? Try this maple syrup, yo. It'll change your damn life, bro. Oh my God. You guys need to do some prison documentary watching and you will know exactly what we're talking about. For those that don't, you don't want to know. Just don't commit crime and then you won't know. But other than that, we're gonna end it here, folks, because we're nearing the end. But thank y'all so much for joining us for this week's episode. Free OJ, he ain't do shit. But my name is Carlos.
And I'm Ryan,
and this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. As always, folks, don't forget to fill. To fill it in. Skibidoo-dee-bidoo-doo. Cha.
Happy Cambodian New Year, everybody.
Ah. Oh, Eid Mubarak.
Oh, yeah. We almost forgot. Shit.
You can say it.
Eid Mubarak.
There it is. Bye.